Line now. I have Barbara Jennings, and Barbara, you're in the Saul Art Gallery, is that correct?
Yes, John, I'm in the Saul Gallery on Dallier Street in the city centre with Jay. Jay, what's your real name?
Jay Davis.
Ah, Jay Davis, if I should remember that. And it's a fantastic gallery how long are you here, a year?
We're here about a year in March, so we moved down here in January. We really only opened up in March. We got the we had to get all the flooring and the lighting, and so we really only opened in March of last year.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, at the moment, there's a group show in the Saul Gallery, and Jay's going to tell us a bit about it. It's a combination of traditional and abstract and modern, and there's a wonderful variety. Jay, tell us all about it.
Well, it's like, as you said, it's a really nice mixture of traditional and contemporary. We work on promoting lots of different artists, from the national to the international artists, different age ranges, from 18 to 95 artists can paint from all ranges. So we have, you can see here on your right, we have kind of quite contemporary art, pop art. Then on the left-hand side, we have, it's mixed media. It's kind of partially printed, partially painted. And then on the left-hand side, we have quite a well-known artist called Martin Mooney from the north of Ireland. Now, he's kind of changed the style a little bit. He was originally a still life painter, but now he's kind of a semi-abstract kind of painter, painting really beautiful, colourful landscape scenes. So that's the show so far. So it's a nice mixture, as you say.
And you also have a range of bronzes and sculptures as well.
We do. We have this chap here called Minotaur, the artist Aidan Hart. He's from Kilkenny, no, Tipperary. One of the two, I can't remember off the top of my head. But he paints these, he creates these really Greek mythological creatures. And this is Minotaur. He's a very, very, very big bronze, very heavy piece, with kind of a dark patina to give it a really, a kind of visceral effect. The kind of muscles and the sinews and them are really, 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 really strong. And then we have, if you don't come down here, we have this lady called Annie Mollerud, who's originally from Dublin. She paints on this beautiful bog oak, and then she has the bronze on top. And you can see she has kind of like a gold colouring to them. This piece is called Zebra, as you can
May
see.
It's polished on the inside and a patina on the outside.
There you go, you know your bronzes.
And it's absolutely fabulous. And we've got a bunny rabbit kissing a dog. Ah, come on. What's all that? Oh, and a bunny rabbit kissing in a car with a dog. What's all that about?
This is Gillian Mark. They're an Australian artists. And we just recently got them in. These are just three. They're not actually pieces themselves. They're just smaller size samples of bigger pieces that we'll be getting in the future. So it's just Yeah, it's a sample. It's a sample essentially. So they're not for sale. These pieces aren't for sale. They're just the samples of bigger pieces that we will be getting.
Absolutely fantastic. And back to painting, we also have, I love this one, Jay. Let's go over here. A couple of wonderful paintings. This fella and this fella. What? They're two completely different styles of painting, for starters. How about, I've seen her before. Tell us about her.
You would have, yeah. Her name is Rimi Yang. She's originally Korean, and she's based in LA now. She's been based in LA for a good few years, maybe 20 odd years. We've been showing her work since 2007. She was one of our first artists, actually, that we started representing. We opened in Cavan's in 2007 as a gallery and moved to Dublin here in 2010. We started showing her work in 2007, and we kind of came across her by chance, actually. Just we were just on the computer looking at images of artists, and we just loved her work. She has certain a naive style, and the subject matter in this piece is a little girl in a red dress on a horse, and a horse seems to be a recurring theme in a lot of her works. Not quite sure why, but she just seems to really love painting them. But her work has been selling with us, for us, as I said, since 2007. But in 2009, her works were exhibited at the Golden Globes. So that was a real coup for her. That was something that kind of pushed her profile up very, very nicely.
Absolutely fantastic. I've seen that exhibition before. And then we have a beautiful, this is an oil painting, I reckon, of nature.
Yes, this is oil on aluminium. So this is Dan Chester. He's from Sligo originally, and he's based from Leitrim now. We just recently had his solo show there in, it was December. It was the 14th of December opening. It was called Beyond the Style. And his subject matter is generally landscape. He's talking about landscape and how landscape is still fighting against causes that are beyond its own kind of. It's fighting against humankind, essentially.
It's also fighting against its own control because of human intervention, I would say.
Exactly. Yeah, you can see some of the trees coming up in them. There's only a few little trees, and they look like they're dying. But they're still fighting, so that's his kind of thought process behind each piece.
And let's hope nature wins that battle, because we all should be doing things for the environment. And folks, this is like, you've got everything from horses and abstracts and cows and cattle and the environment. And is this the West of Ireland?
I'm not actually sure what that is, to be honest. Sometimes when artists leave a piece in, they don't actually guess where it is. You can have a guess, though. Sometimes it's nice to kind of look at it and create your own place where it is as well.
It does. It reminds me of the West of Ireland, Connemara, with all the sheep and the waterways and all the winding roads, and you can go into there and have a picnic.
Good, absolutely. Yeah, just make sure the sheep don't get it.
Yeah. Well, that's absolutely fantastic, Jay. Do you know, what are the opening times of the gallery?
So we're open Monday to Saturday, 10:30 to 5:30 p.m.
And do you have a website that people can look up the art?
We do. It's solart.ie.
Absolutely fantastic, Jay. Now, John, isn't that amazing? Isn't this brilliant? They recently moved, not even a year ago, and they're doing fantastically both on a national and an international level.
It's absolutely brilliant. Great stuff, Barbara. Always very interesting, your reports.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and we'll talk to you again next week.
See you next week.
Bye. Yes, that was Barbara Jennings there from the Saul Art Gallery in Dublin's Dalyr Street, and Jay Davis.